Welcome back to the Migraine Relief Series podcast. I'm Rod. Today's episode, Why I Stopped Leaving the House. There was a stretch of my life where I quietly stopped making plans. Not dramatically. No single decision. No announcement. Just a slow accumulation of, maybe not today. Until I looked up and realized I'd built a life almost entirely inside four walls. All in service of avoiding a feeling I might have in public. Nobody decides, in one dramatic moment, to stop leaving the house. It happens one reasonable-sounding cancellation at a time. It's worth being honest about what we're actually afraid of, because it's rarely the aura itself. It's usually the fear of being caught somewhere unfamiliar, unable to get somewhere dark and quiet, watched by strangers while vulnerable. Far from anyone who could help. Naming the actual fear specifically is far more useful than trying to talk yourself out of a vague general dread. Specific fears can be met with specific plans. Vague dread can't be met with anything at all. So here's what changed things for me. Building a plan makes the world safe to re-enter. A calm, rehearsed exit line. I need a few quiet minutes. I'll be right back. A known quiet spot at your regular places, picked out in advance, not searched for under pressure. A small kit, sunglasses, water, any treatment your doctor's given you, kept in the same bag every time. And one person who knows your plan and would come get you if needed. Then I rebuilt my confidence gradually. Week 1, a short outing somewhere familiar, kit in hand. Week 2, a little longer, a little less familiar. Week 3, the one outing I'd been specifically avoiding, planned fully in place. Week 4, I looked back at what actually happened versus what I'd feared would happen and let the evidence update the fear. Each completed outing became evidence, collected firsthand, that the plan works and that the world is far more re-enterable than fear ever claimed. The world didn't actually become more dangerous when the avoidance began. The fear just got louder than the evidence. A specific plan, rehearsed and trusted, is usually enough to turn the volume back down. I'm Rod. Go plan one outing this week. Let it be boring. Boring is exactly what you're aiming for. I'll see you next time.